This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. The final grain stocks report of the year has caused a bearish reaction in the grain prices. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Corn and soybean ending stocks for 2025 are both down from the previous year in the most recent grain stocks report from the USDA. However, feed and residual numbers were used to increase corn ending stocks from the last USDA report, which led to a bearish reaction in the commodity markets. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the final corn stocks number was over 200 billion bushels above the trade guess.
Minor increase to last year's production. We raised production by about 25 million bushels, but that wasn't the big story for today. It was an adjustment to feed and residual on the corn. They lowered that number by about 200 million bushels, and that takes and increases overall stocks for last year's crop. So we went from 1.325 billion in ending stocks on the last USDA report to now we finalized, and I say finalized with air quotes because nothing's ever final, but now we finalized last year's crop at 1.532 billion. So about 207 million bushels higher than was expected.
Soybeans saw slight adjustments in this report. McBride said the lack of soybean trade with China is making the soybean market extra complicated.
As you continue to start to look at these new crop numbers and you're sitting around 300 million bushels in ending stocks, even if you do see a minor decrease to beginning stocks because of this report that we got today, it doesn't necessarily mean that it changes anything.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.